If a patient is feeling nervous about getting their first treatment, this is an infusion, it's an infusion of a what's called a biologic drug. What do you tell a patient who's anxious about their first dose to make them feel better? And what kind of side effects do you describe?
The immense majority of patients really tolerate rituximab infusions very well. The thing that we worry the most about is that in a very small minority of patients, well less than 10%, there can be an allergic reaction to the first dose. So what we do use routinely is the patient receives their first dose in a monitored setting. They receive intravenous methylprednisolone dose to decrease the risk of an allergic reaction, and other medications such as diphenhydramine or an antihistamine medication. So if this is really a very sick patient who's in the hospital already receiving their first dose, these things are going to be done automatically. If the patient is not hospitalized and they would receive their first dose in an infusion center, receive these medications to decrease the risk of an allergic reaction. And our nursing staff is very well experienced in doing these medications, and they monitor the patient very carefully. There's a careful protocol to start the dose slowly, and the patient is monitored every 15, 20 minutes. The rate of infusion is increased progressively. The patient is monitored for a little while after the infusion is completed. So we take this very seriously, but by and large, patients really feel very little side effects from that first dose.
And usually if they're developing a reaction, we can just slow down the rate of administration. That said, though, the side effects of rituximab short-term and long-term are like any other immunosuppressive drug. Every single trial that it's been compared to, the adverse events are equivalent to oral cyclophosphamide or azathioprine.
In terms of the risk of infections, this is common to pretty much across the board all immunosuppressants. In the very short term, the difference in side effects between rituximab and cyclophosphamide is cyclophosphamide is more likely to cause nausea and vomiting for a day or two after an intravenous infusion, and that's quite uncommon with rituximab.
How do you pick the dose? What dose do you end up using?
That's a good question. The traditional dose of rituximab was inherited from the oncology, the cancer treatment realm, where the dose that was classically used was 375 milligrams per meter square body surface area weekly for four consecutive weeks. And the RAVE trial that I mentioned before used that approach. As we have gained more experience using this medication, we have moved towards a simpler protocol where we give two doses 2 weeks apart. I have never seen a trial that compares one dose to the other. The two doses 2 weeks apart is just easier and more convenient for the patient. So we are generally following that.
And the
approach.
Side effects of one is really no different than the side effects of the other.
Yeah.
When somebody's had an adverse event or has had a reaction to the infusion, does that mean they're going to have a reaction the next go around, or does it really mean that the dose should be where the drug should be used more slowly next, infused more slowly next time around?
It depends a little bit on the severity of the reaction. Certainly, if it is a convincing allergic reaction, we avoid using the medication altogether again. If it is a very mild reaction that went away by slowing the rate of infusion and allowed the patient to complete their treatment, I don't think that this would be a reason to give up on that approach or that treatment approach altogether. Certainly somebody who's had hives or more serious allergic reaction, I would shy away from using the medication again.